This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Migs? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend.
It's Friday. Woo! Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
What, Sarah? What?
I never jump with you guys, and I definitely wouldn't today because
why?
It looked exhausting. Let's get to Angie from Monroe. Angie, are you there?
Yes, and I have a helper.
You have a helper? Who's your helper?
Tyler.
Hey, Tyler. Okay, Angie.
Hello.
And Tyler, if you beat Mr. Migs, I'm going to send you a beautiful Daily Migs gold medal in honor of the Olympics. So a lot is on the line because these are actually very cool. No pressure.
I'm excited. We already beat him once. We can do it again.
But only one medal.
So only one medal, though.
You have to figure out visitation rights.
All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Angie and Taylor have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
Correct. Recently surpassing Frozen 2, what movie became the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Pass.
How many children do Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have together?
Three?
No.
Two?
No.
Four.
Correct. What rapper carried the Olympic torch on its final leg through Paris today?
Snoop Dogg?
Yeah. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
Giraffe?
No.
Pass.
Jennifer Lopez recently had her 55th birthday themed like what popular Netflix show?
I don't know. Pass.
What band had the hit 90s song Barbie Girl?
Aqua.
Yes. What is the official currency of France?
Zero.
Correct.
Ooh.
Angie and friend, you got 5 correct.
Not bad.
Not bad. Not great. See, this
is not as good as last time. We had 9-6 last time.
Oh, 6-9. I think this is where sometimes having a helper is actually not a good thing, you know?
Because there's too much time to speculate.
There's too much time. There's too much info. But I don't know. Steve?
Yes.
Are you ready?
I'm walking in with the torch just like Snoop Dogg. I'm watching the video of that.
Sorry, you don't look nearly as cool.
No, it's because I don't have the tracksuit.
Oh, yeah, that's the only reason, yeah.
And the shades.
You do own some tracksuits, so you need to do it more often.
When are you going to make this transition to just tracksuits every day?
I got to get more than one tracksuit.
That's fine. You love them.
I do love a good tracksuit.
You just have one, though?
I do.
I thought you had more than one.
Just one black one. Mm. I need an Olympics one.
Yes, in multiple
all
colors.
White. Oh.
That'd be sick.
I mean, he looks good.
So does. Are you ready?
Yes.
Who is the lead singer of the Rolling Stones?
Mick Jagger.
You know it. Recently surpassing Frozen 2, what movie became the highest grossing animated film of all time?
Oh, crap. Is it Toy Story?
No.
Inside Out?
No.
Inside?
No. How many children do Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have together?
4.
Correct.
Oh.
What rapper carried the Olympic torch on its final leg through Paris today?
D-O-double-G, and on the scene, Paris.
Oh, yeah. Snoop Dogg.
Correct. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
I'm going to go giraffe.
No.
Elephant.
No.
Rhinoceros.
No. Jennifer Lopez recently had her 55th birthday themed like what popular Netflix show?
Squid Games.
No.
Stranger Things.
No.
Bridgerton.
Yes. What band had the hit 90s song Barbie Girl?
Aqua.
You know it. What is the official currency of France?
Euros.
Yes. The sun is mostly made up of what element?
Air.
No.
Gas.
No.
Methane.
No. Steve, doesn't matter because you got 6 correct, which is closer than I thought it'd be, but 6-5. Congrats,
yes!
Steve.
Good job, Steve.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Angie.
Wow, that was close.
You rock. Have a good weekend.
Whew, that was a little stressful.
Yeah, because we didn't make that many medals, so I was a little nervous.
And you've already lost today. So.
I know. I was like, if I lose 2, you guys are going to be like, dude, what are we doing here?
You're going to kick yourself. You said Inside Out and Inside.
It's Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. What animal has the heaviest tongue out of any animal?
Whale.
You know it.
Ah.
Do you know what specific kind of whale?
Blue whale?
Yes.
Oh. How do they weigh that?
Well, you know, you get a whale, you get a scale, and then you put the tongue, you have him
I feel
open
like
you, wide.
A whale
you got to remove
scale?
The tongue from the mouth in order. I guess it has to be a dead whale.
I think they're dead.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
On his yearly whale checkup, he makes sure that they check all the weight of the animal.
So how much does a human tongue weigh?
Well, yours is really large, so yours probably weighs more than average.
You think a good 3-4 pounds?
Yeah. No. Okay. Do not give yourself that credit.
Kicks for Kids is back, Rockaholics, and we are so proud to be partnered up once again with the fine folks at Mary's Place to help put brand new back-to-school shoes on local children in need.
Any amount helps, and over the years, I just saw that we've helped raise over $140,000 to help put brand new shoes on kids in need with Mary's Place. It's an awesome organization. Love working with them, and love the fact that we're able to help out kids who otherwise are going to school with some old shoes, and we don't want that to happen. So any amount that you can afford, whether it be $5, $20, we always have our 69 club as well, $69, $100, whatever you can afford will be greatly appreciated.
Last year, Mary's Place was able to help out nearly 4,000 kids. And this year, our goal is $20,000. I think we can blow that out of the water.
Hell yeah. Mix.
You can get more info at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
Steve Carell was a huge part of The Office. Did you watch The Office, Steve?
No, I've always wanted to watch it. My wife, for some reason, has zero interest. I don't think she's a fan of that like dry style of comedy.
Oh, sure.
So anytime I...
Didn't she like Parks and Rec, though?
Yeah, but she got
over it.
After a while, like she liked Parks and Rec, and then she got burnt out on Parks and Rec because we tried binging it, and we were watching like 2 to 3 episodes a night, and after about 3 weeks, she's like, we need to stop watching this show. And then after that, it changed streaming services, so I don't remember which episode we ended up on, so That's funny. Just kind of gave up on the show.
We're the same. I mean, I asked that, but it was the same way with us. We always watch Parks. We watched, like, binge-watched Parks and Rec, but for some reason never watched The Office.
I loved The Office, and obviously one of the biggest catchphrases to come out of that show is, "That's what she said."
Okay.
And Steve Carell was in a recent interview where he said that he actually doesn't even like those jokes in real life.
The show hasn't been on in, like, 35 years. So it's a little bit of an old joke at this point. Walking around with my kids and someone would roll down the window of their car and scream, "That's what she said." With no context, not even in response to some, no setup at all.
Wow.
Whenever I'm asked to sign that, I won't.
That's what she said. Sorry.
Bummer.
That's interesting. I feel like he probably has a few different things that people will come up to him and Kelly Clarkson.
Oh, might for yell. Sure.
But yeah, it's yelling "That's what she said" while he's with his kids is kind of weird.
I mean, I can guarantee you my mom has never seen a single episode of The Office, but she uses that phrase more than any person I know.
Well, I feel like that phrase was around before The Office. Maybe it just got more popular because of The Office.
Were you saying it before The Office?
I don't know, to be honest with you. I don't know even when I first heard that. I just assumed it just existed since the dawn of time.
I mean, that show definitely shined a very bright light on it if it was something that had existed before.
It's funny when you listen to that because I do think of something that, granted, it's not the end of the world, but I remember from forever now, people just associate the 69 joke and they will say it to me all the time. And to go back in time, when I first started joking about it, it was because of the movie Goon. And if you ever saw the movie Goon, there's a part where he's trying to pick out what hockey jersey he's going to wear. And one of his buddies yells, "Pick number 69, that'd be hilarious." And I always thought the 69 joke was the dumbest thing in the world, right? So I started doing it just as a goof. Like, I would use 69, but more in a mocking way. And then people started yelling at me at random places, or I'll constantly get tweets. And so I was like, oh my gosh, I just created a monster. Now all of a sudden, the thing I made fun of, I'm being associated with. And people would send us a jersey with the number 69 on it with my name. And I'm like, what am I doing here? What happened?
You can't escape it. It's your whole identity now.
I finally had to just embrace it because I'm just like, this is hilarious. At this point, it's just too funny. I remember, I'll never forget the one time I was at Spirit Halloween and I was leaving the Halloween store. It was like the Toys R Us that got turned into a Spirit Halloween store. And as I'm leaving, the lady that was the cashier, she goes, "Oh, Migs." And I'm like, "Yeah, 69. And my wife's looking at me like, "What? Why is this random woman yelling 69 at you?" And all I could respond was, "Nice."
I mean, when my phone battery is at 69%, if I'm going 69 miles per hour, I think of you, Steve. I do. Every
I appreciate
time.
That. But I had nothing to do with the creation of it. That's crazy. I did not know that Steve Carell is considered to be the person that
coined it.
That coined it, yeah. Or at least made it famous.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like,
"We need the report ASAP,"
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Growing up, we know that you probably played some stupid games with your friends.
Lawn darts.
What were those games? 206-803-ROCK. We bring this up because there is a woman from Florida named Amber.
Okay.
And she got caught shoplifting from a Walmart. But she claims that the reason she was doing this shoplifting was because she was playing a game called 21, where you steal as much as you can from the store and then dump it into a random car.
Is this an actual thing? Like, if we looked up the game of 21, this is going to show up? Or is she just making this up to get out of getting arrested?
This I don't know.
Okay, so you've never played 21. Other than, like, blackjack. I mean, I've never heard of such a thing.
I would like to know why it's called 21.
Maybe it's 21 objects you have to take?
Mm.
Well, I don't know. Or maybe she just made it up and that was the first thing she thought of was 21. I don't know. Why are we trying to get in the mind of an idiot?
She did end up getting arrested.
Okay.
Not for shoplifting, but for drug trafficking.
What?
Yeah. Here is Amber being talked to by the police.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it on. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically like you go and steal on the field and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse is and where my merchandise is, because now I got to give all my merchandise back to Walmart. Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun.
Oh, going to jail is fun.
It's really fun. It's not really a game. And I love that the cop is just like, yeah, it's called theft.
Yeah.
But she said it with such confidence. Granted, that might have been the meth talking. But she said it with such confidence that it sounds like as if like this is a game that she plays.
Like they should just let her go because it's just a game.
She's gonna give everything back.
Of course.
And I love how she's like, yeah, it's in a random car. I don't know whose car that is.
So when the
police, this makes all the sense in the world.
Absolutely. And so when the police did find which car it was, there was more than $1,000 worth of stolen goods in the backseat. But also in the backseat were the drugs, which was marijuana, meth, drug paraphernalia, and a locked safe with bars of silver, copper, and platinum.
Wait, they sell all that at Walmart too? Probably not.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that was what she ended up getting arrested for, was all this
drug. So that's for the drug trafficking. I bet she got dinged for shoplifting as well. I don't think they believed her that her game was 21. Like, you know what? We'll let that part go. But the meth and the drugs and the gold, that we can't let slide.
Did you have any invented game that you participated in as a child?
See, I don't know if they were like invented by us or it was just kind of passed around. I'm sure people have maybe played different versions of this, but we had when around 4th of July, which, I mean, it's not yet. I was suddenly looking at the counter. Like, it's not like today or anything like that. But we would take bottle rockets and aim them at each other.
Yeah.
And you'd have a head start. You could start running. And then all of a sudden, you'd shoot it at them. And more often than not, it didn't get you. Because bottle rockets just kind of went everywhere, you know?
So your aim is bad then, yeah?
Well, I mean, fortunately, my friend's aim was bad as well. Like, luckily, I mentioned jokingly, but we played lawn darts. But that wasn't like we made that up. But we would do it late at night and on the beach. And it still blows my mind that my mom and my buddy Chris's mom were just like, and we would tell them, like, we're going to the beach to go play lawn darts. All right, come back when you guys are done. And in my head, I'm like, maybe they were drunk. And I was like, oh, see how this happens, how this unfolds. But that was kind of crazy. That, and do you ever play, like, I know, like, we've all played, like, tag.
Sure.
Yeah.
But we play flashlight tag at night. Did you ever do that?
You hit him over the head with a flashlight and knock him out?
Yes. It was not nearly as clever.
Are you dressed in dark clothing, I would assume?
You were just kind of trying to hide, and then if you got you would get tagged by someone flashing a flashlight at you.
Hmm. Okay.
It was crazy.
You guys sound wild.
Yeah, we were nuts. We were nuts. We were bonkers on the loose in the dark.
You want to know what we used to do?
Yes.
It was really crazy. You know, like the signs that you'd see after someone mopped a floor, like, be careful, the floor is wet signs?
Okay.
They're little like mini sandwich board kind of thing.
Yeah, the yellow ones.
My girlfriend and I used to steal those and then write each other notes on them and then hide it somewhere where the other one would find it.
Like, where would you hide it?
Like, in her car with the drug paraphernalia. No, just kidding. But like in her car,
like,
and her,
like, on the other side of the sign.
That kind of stuff. So we would steal the wet floor caution signs.
Did you ever give them back?
No. I think I might still have one in my garage that I've been saving.
But what was, like, the game?
It was not really, it was just like, hey, look, I did it again.
Yeah, being stupid.
I found another stupid wet floor sign, and now it's yours.
But you said, what stupid games did you play? And this is the game you came up with?
This was the game
you came
up with.
There was no winning.
Well, the winning is finding the sign.
At least with mine, like, winning is when you don't get impaled by a lawn dart. Danny, did you have any stupid games that you and your friends would play that were actual games?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, ours was terrible, and I still feel bad about this one, but we used to have water balloons and, you know, the super soakers in the back of our car, and we'd drive around, especially before school, and we'd go to the middle school, because we were in high school, so we were cool, right? So we'd go to the middle school, and we'd try to shoot kids with water super soakers as they were walking, and if you got a body shot, it was 5 points. If you got a leg shot, it was 2 points, so on and so forth. And it was just, you know, to get them super soaked with water. There's nothing in there besides just water. And then, you know, sometimes when we ran out of water.
So it could have been a lot worse.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. But we just used the water balloons.
High school, we had another game. You made me just think of that, where you would get points for the – so it was an all-boys Catholic high school. We had a dress-up, shirt and tie, button-down. Or you could have a turtleneck. But who the hell's wearing a turtleneck?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so we all had the button-down shirt. And it was like day one of school, it was almost like it was like a free-for-all, because the game was to collect as many of the shirt pockets as possible.
Oh.
And whoever won the most was just bragging rights. Like, there was no prize for it. But so as you're walking, going to class, if you didn't have like your arm kind of over your pocket or a book over it to protect yourself, someone would just walk up, put their hand on your pocket, and just yank.
Oh.
And,
wow.
And it was pretty impressive. Like, you could rip that pocket off without really ripping the shirt. So then, you know, our parents would get annoyed. They're just like, if you guys keep doing this, you're just going to have to go to school wearing these shirts. So we would all be going to shirts, school going to wearing these shirts with missing pockets, and like the threading is still there, the holes and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, we looked like we were homeless. Like, it was just so bad.
I love it. Rockaholics, what stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Call us up now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
What stupid games did you play or create as a kid? Give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. Bob in Tacoma, you, like Steve Miggs, used to do some stuff with bottle rockets.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I thought of another one, too, that's even better. Can I say it or can I do both?
Yeah, give us both.
Okay, first one was in junior high before I was driving. We would go around and collect apples in the neighborhood, drill quarter-inch holes in them, put firecrackers in them, and we'd have apple shrapnel wars where we'd
apple shrapnel. Each other. I love that. I mean, don't do that at home, kids, but I love that.
And then the other one was piggybacking on Miggs's, where we were driving, and back in the 70s, the cars had a little sill above the window, between the window and the hood, and so we would take bottle rockets and put them up there, and then light them, and then drive towards our buddy's car and joust with bottle rockets and cars.
Dude, we used to do that with, not with cars, but we'd have jousting with like either lightsabers or like cardboard tubes on bicycles, and you'd go and ride as fast as possible at each other to see who could knock the other person off the bike.
My God, you're a wild child.
This is what happens when your parents don't get you cable.
AL on the I-5. What is this with the reefs, roofs off people's houses? The roofs?
No, we would take the Christmas wreath.
Oh, wreaths. Got it.
Wreaths, yeah. And we would snatch them off one house, take them to the neighbor or across the street, and hang them on their door.
It's like wreath bombing.
That is funny,
yeah,
because
that... when it was got done with that... Mother got better, we would do the same thing with wind chimes.
You're just creating chaos and confusion all around your neighborhood.
I think that's funny. I like it.
It's harmless. It's kind of weird, but it's awesome.
Ryan in Seattle, what exactly would you do with zip ties?
Morning, y'all.
What's up?
So back in high school, all my friends and I played a game called Zip Ties, where everyone would carry, you know, a full packet of zip ties in their backpack. And then you'd get a certain amount of points if you were able to zip tie somebody's belt or somebody's belt loop or somebody's backpack handle. You got extra points if you got a zip tie around somebody's glasses, and extra points if you were able to zip tie somebody's backpack to their chair or to their desk.
That's fun. I want to do that here.
Yeah, no, it's a great time and a huge feeling of accomplishment when you get it done.
Scott in Kirkland, you would play what you called assassination.
Yeah, I went to high school in the 80s.
Okay.
And I'm sure you could never get away with this now, but we would all draw names,
and you would run around with a dart gun or a disc shooter, and if you tagged the other person with the dart, you would get their name, and eventually you would come down to just one person, and it would be mano a mano.
Wow.
That sounds trouble.
I love how creative some of these games are. Somebody just texted in at 206-803-ROCK and said, Migs, you grew up in New York. Did you ever play Suicide? Yes.
What's that?
I had to double check it to make sure I had the rules correct. The name is way more harm. It's not that. Well, it does hurt a little bit, this game. But it was a game with a ball. And we would just throw balls against the wall, like everyone, like stoop ball or
wall ball.
So the game, basically, you throw the ball against the wall. And if the ball bounces off the wall and hits the ground, a player is free to grab the ball and then rethrow it. If the ball is caught by another player before it hits the ground, then whoever threw that ball needs to run to the wall, and you have to hurry. And if you can get to the wall before you, the other person has the right to then throw that ball at you.
Ooh.
And if it hits you, then I think you line up against the wall, and then you get pegged by the ball. And the ball was like one of those, not like a Spalding ball, but it was like a harder version, almost like a lacrosse ball.
Ow.
A little less, like, thick as a, I don't know how to describe it. It was a small ball, but man, when you would get pegged, it hurt.
It was a dense ball,
and you'd have to line up against the wall, put your hands up against the wall, and it was like a firing line. It's just and you can't see, so you're just standing there with your face at up against the wall, wondering when is this gonna happen, and you just hear like the.
Yeah.
Or you hear the ball hit it, or you feel it, which sucked. And the game was called Suicide. I don't remember all the rules fully, but I remember playing that every day. It was a blast.
Get like a welt on your leg.
You would come home with welts, but your parents knew why. Like, are you playing Suicide again? No one ever said stop playing it. They were just like, I'm playing Suicide again. Yeah, Mom.
206-803-ROCK. We're talking about the stupid games we played or created as kids. I do remember one that we used to do going up to Skagit Speedway. Uh-huh. Which is a little dirt racetrack where they do sprint car races. We would do basically like Slug Bug, but with safety sweatshirts. You know, people that wear like the safety sweatshirts that have like the...
Yep.
Oh, sure.
Like the reflective gear.
Yeah, so it was like a Slug Bug. But if you saw somebody with a safety sweatshirt, you gotta whack them in the shoulder.
Did you say anything?
And up there, I don't think we said anything. I think we just hit each other. I don't know if we had a word for it. But you can imagine how many safety sweatshirts... at a dirt racetrack in Skagit County.
You should have had like a fun term for it.
Maybe we did, and I just don't remember.
Like, reflect this.
Bam.
I don't know.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.